This is Adavin Strauss, one of the Agriculture and Natural Resource Agents from the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District of Crawford, Labette, Montgomery, and Wilson Counties with your K-State Research and Extension Report. When raising goats, it is important to know the common diseases that can affect goats and the signs and symptoms of these diseases to be able to effectively treat ones that show signs of sickness. Coccidiosis is a common disease affecting young kids. Older goats shed coccidia in the manure and infect the pens. As coccidia build up in pens or pastures, infection in kids is increased. Rotating all the kids through one or two pens is not recommended. Signs of coccidiosis are diarrhea or pasty feces. Sometimes this will be on the kid's rump or legs, loss of condition, general unthriftiness, and poor growth. Acute cases sometimes result in death with no noticeable symptoms beforehand. To help prevent coccidiosis in goats, the kids need as little stress as possible. They should be grouped by size in clean, well-ventilated inside pens or outside pens and rotated through pens to clean ground periodically. Eradication is difficult once the facilities are infected. Coccidiostatins added to the water or feed are necessary to treat and prevent coccidiosis. A management control program also includes strict sanitation to minimize the contamination of kids with coccidia from the manure of adults or infected kids. Chronic coccidiosis is one of the main causes of poor growth in kids. It is important to keep feed off the ground and keep feed troughs free of manure. Enterotoxemia, also called overeating disease, is common in both kids and adults. Clostridium perfringens type C or D, primarily type D, can be fatal. It is usually but not always associated with a change in quality and quantity of feed. In problem herds, vaccination every 3 to 6 months may be necessary compared to once yearly in other herds. Vaccination helps prevent acute death syndrome. In young kids, signs are watery diarrhea, depression, wobbly gait, and sometimes convulsions. In acute cases, kid temperature may reach 105 degrees. Milk yield drops abruptly if the animal is lactating. Contact your veterinarian immediately if you have a problem. Treatment involves administration of antitoxin and antibiotics, plus treatment of acidosis. From the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District, this has been Adavin Strauss with your K-State Research and Extension Report.